welcome to Nobody's Fault But Mine, a podcast for people who want to change their current situation with an emphasis on faith, fun, and pushing yourself in new directions. I'm your host, Eric Lindsay, a serial entrepreneur with a passion for helping others discover what makes them unique and then taking those characteristics to new heights. Let's dive in together, shall we?
Well, welcome back, guys. It is a very cold day, so I am thankful to be inside doing a podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about kind of where you're at in life and, you know, some things, some tips and things like that to kind of get through it. And what I mean by that is elevating your mindset. You know, you may be in a situation right now where you're down and out. You may be in a situation where you're just kind of floating. You know, you're not really moving forward or backwards. You're just kind of there. You may be really succeeding right now. You may be killing it, but you have maybe something kind of tugging on your conscience or tugging at you of, hey, things are really good right now, but I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like something's missing in general. You can be in a lot of different situations and really need kind of to elevate your mindset, to get your kind of just get your head right. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to give you some tips and just little statements and things like that that I've picked up over the years and picked up this past week and watching other videos and things like that. And one of the things that I did want to point out is I had one of those nights where I woke up at about 3 a.m. and I had a lot to do really early this morning anyway. So I think it's kind of one of those things where when you wake up and you're sitting there thinking about, well, I got to get up in a couple hours anyways. And so you kind of start thinking through the things that you've got to do. And rather than just lay in bed, I've been doing that a lot lately, to tell you the truth, and just getting up. And in this case, this morning, I wanted to do something different. And so, you know, rather than reading scripture or, you know, just kind of writing down notes or ideas, or a lot of times I'll get up and I just kind of watch YouTube and, you know, zone out and veg out for a little while I'm drinking my coffee. But this morning I started kind of searching around on YouTube, trying to find different, I don't want to say motivational statements, but more Christian related motivational statements. And so ran across a bunch of different videos, but I ran across this channel called Red Frost Motivation. So on YouTube, Red Frost Motivation. And they've got a significant amount of videos, and a lot of them are like poetry and, you know, famous authors and famous people throughout history and so forth. But there are clergymen and quotes from the Bible. And, you know, so I think one of the videos was like the top 10 verses that Jesus said, or, you know, things like that. You know, and so I was just kind of scrolling through those videos and it was really interesting and ran across a bunch of different videos that were very Christian oriented, very faith oriented. And it was just, it was refreshing, you know, to kind of sit there and I don't want to make it seem like reading the Bible is a chore or, you know, something like that, but it was just kind of neat to sit there and just listen and kind of concentrate on the words rather than, you know, kind of reading through things and flipping different chapters or maybe writing notes. And I thought this was something to kind of, you know, bring out to you guys, at least let you know that there are so many different avenues: podcasts, Christian music, reading the Bible, study groups, you know, Bible study groups, things like that. But there's also YouTube and there's also Christian channels and things like that of entertainment, whether that be on the computer or the TV or wherever. So I just wanted to kind of point that out to you. If you're ever just kind of feeling like you need to veg a little bit, which is great, everybody needs to do that sometimes, but you're still wanting to maybe go out there and get some motivational kind of stuff and elevate your mindset, go out and take a look at some of those type of channels like Red Frost Motivation. And again, there's Christian-based stuff out there, but there's also non-Christian-based stuff out there. So you got to be careful sometimes, but I think all of it in context is kind of pushing you in a good direction. So, you know, it's nice to learn. So I didn't necessarily take my notes from this because I didn't write notes this morning, but I had written notes earlier this week and it just kind of went along with a lot of things. So I'm going to start us off with some scripture this morning and just something that has been weighing on me for about the last, I don't know, week from a standpoint of just, it hit me a little differently this week. Luke 11:9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Again, Luke 11:9. So I say to you, this is Jesus, saying this. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you if it's in his will. You know, one of the things I don't always do, and I need to be better at this, is when I finish a prayer or if I'm talking to somebody about Christianity and faith and or you know, opening a door or closing a door or whatever it is, you know, that God can do for you throughout your life, you know, but let it be in your will, Lord. You know, if it's your will, let it be. And I think that's one thing that we need to think about. So I'm going to kind of go through this short list of items here that may help you out to elevate your mindset. Number one, give yourself permission to move forward. And so this is a little bit of the kind of the power of positive thinking, you know, dealing with mood changes and productivity and just kind of taking action. You know, we talked about this in a previous podcast a while back, a few episodes ago, and the fact that, you know, guilt can really pull you down and cause you to just be stuck in that hole that you're in. Well, give yourself permission to move forward. It's okay, guys. And come up with whatever scenario you want, whether that's in a relationship, whether that's in a job, whether that's in life in general, just, you know, you're kind of just in a weird place. Maybe it's your faith. Give yourself permission to move forward. Just take that guilt away and say, okay, it is okay for me to do this. It's okay for me to apply for that job. Or it's okay for maybe me to end a relationship, you know, that you've grown comfortable in, but it's not good for you and it's not in a good situation. End it and go on to the next one. Or maybe just be by yourself for a while. Concentrate on yourself. Give yourself permission to move forward. Now, in order to go through all that process, you know, once you decide, hey, I'm going to move forward, allow yourself to change, educate yourself, and then feed yourself. Start gobbling up information out there that helps you move in whatever direction you feel like you need to move. Educate yourself on that direction. And so that kind of goes into the next statement. Number two, where is your attention right now? Where is your focus? If you're having problems consistently in one area, two areas, three areas, four areas, you might need to stop for a second and say, okay, where is my attention? If I need to be better at something, how am I going to get better if I just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again? You know, so give yourself permission to move forward, but also look at that area that you're wanting to move forward and give it attention, give it education, give it time. Time. That's so important because, guys, we're only on this earth for a very short amount of time and every minute counts these days. I mean, it really does. Stuff's going by so quickly. You've really got to be on the ball. I got to do this myself. I mean, this is serious. I've got to work on those things too. What are your habits? So the third item. So first one, give yourself permission to move forward. Two, where is your attention? Three, what are your habits? Kind of the same question as number two, where's your attention? Well, where's your habits? Familiar things are very comfortable. So, you know, kind of pushing yourself outside of those norms and those limits are important, and you've got to start building better habits. So again, I'm just going to use the example of if I need to walk further in my Christian walk. Okay, well, how are you going to do that? Well, okay, maybe I probably should start going to church. Well, if I'm already going to church, maybe I should get into a small group at church. Maybe I need to read the Bible every day. Maybe I need to get into a Bible study. Maybe I need to watch a video online about, you know, scripture, da, 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 da. You know, just become educated and become more and more of an expert at that arena. Now, you're never going to be an expert, you know, in that arena, because even the best experts in the world still learn every day, especially when it comes to Christianity. I mean, the scripture, it's just you can read something once and think you understand it. Come back five years later and you're like, okay, I didn't even see it from that side before. Well, it's called your maturity, your Christian maturity. So you got to give that attention. So, you know, sometimes your body kind of gets in this process of just program. You know, it's been programmed to do this. It's been programmed to do this and this and this and this because that's all you've done for the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So it's hard. You got to reprogram it. And whether it's like nutrition or working out or your Christianity or relationships, or whatever, you know, hobbies, those kind of things. I mean, you've got to kind of reprogram your brain and your body to follow that. So figure out what your habits are and then figure out what are the things that you need to do to change to go in the direction that you're wanting to do. Number four, stop trying to be motivated move to implementation. And I think this is a really huge area where people get stuck. I get stuck on this too. Although I will tell you, I've always have been the implementation guy. I've talked about this before, how it's real nice to sit around a boardroom and talk about all these great ideas that you want to do. You know, I'm kind of relating it to business life. But then everybody's like, okay, let's go conquer the world. And then everybody disperses and you come back 2 weeks later and no one's done anything. Implementation is key. You can sit around all day long and throw great ideas and put them on a whiteboard and, you know, send an email out and everybody gets a gold star because you got to come up with one idea that's awesome and blah, 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 blah. But then it's leaving that setting and actually implementing that process. That's the hard part. And that's where we all struggle, whether it's in business or personal life or our Christian walk. So stop trying to be motivated. Move to implementation. So that kind of goes back to what I was saying this morning on watching the videos. They're great. You can go out and watch these videos or listen to podcasts or listen to music or listen to sermons or, you know, whatever. And they're great for motivation. But you guys, you've got to take that idea and translate it into action. So take it from motivation. Don't get stuck in the motivation circle is what I'm trying to say. You kind of just keep chasing motivation, you know, all the time. All you're doing is chasing motivation. You got to stop and you got to implement it at some point in time. So that's what this is talking about. So again, one, give yourself permission to move forward. Two, where is your attention right now? Three, what are your habits? And four, stop trying to be motivated. Move to implementation. Implement what you need to implement. Stop just focusing on getting ready for it. Go do it. That's where I'm at, guys. Busy life and a lot of stuff going on, but every single thing I tell you on this podcast is the exact same things I struggle with on a day-to-day basis. I have to stop for a second. I've just got so much going on all the time, and I think sometimes that is your worst enemy. You feel like you're being productive. You feel like, well, I'm going all the time. I mean, it's not like I'm lazy and sit around. You feel like you're busy. You feel like you're moving forward, but actually you're just kind of treading water. And in some cases you're moving backwards because, or I should say in this analogy, you're treading water. In some cases you're sinking because you just got so much going on. You don't have enough time to stop and kind of smell the roses and stop and give the time to that thing that you need to give time to. You feel like you're going a mile a minute and you don't even have time to breathe sometimes. You don't even have time to eat. And I've been there, I've done that, and I'm doing it now. It's just different. You know, since I retired, I thought, man, I'm going to have 24 hours in a day to do whatever I want. Yeah, and all I've done is taken one lifestyle from my working days and turned it into another lifestyle, but it's the same thing. I'm still filling it. I'm filling each and every minute of every day with so much stuff. My eyes are bigger than my stomach, you know, kind of thing where I just fill up my space with all these things and projects and things to do and things I want to do that I'm not actually getting done what I want done, you know? And so it affects me just as it affects everybody else. And so just trying to kind of give some word of wisdom out there to myself, but also to you guys in the world. So again, we will end with the scripture, Luke 11:9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find it. Knock and the door will be opened for you. God loves you. Jesus Christ gave his life to save you. He has no favorites. No one is more important than you over the other person right next to you. You've all been given, you know, talents and wisdom and knowledge and circumstance and passion and all this other stuff to make you unique in his eyes and unique in this world. And all he's asking for you to do is to shine a light on his kingdom, on him. Use those passions and talents and circumstances to shine a light on him. And so it's not all about me, me, me all the time. It's about we. Him and I together are going to be able to accomplish these things. And if it's in his will, he'll let it happen, guys. And if it's not in his will, he'll shut that door sometimes. He'll close that door. when you really want to walk through it. And it's heartbreaking. I've had that happen to me several times in my life. Thankfully, you know, through my walk and my Christian walk and my maturity, and so which if I were to say where I'm at in a kind of a grades 1 through 12 in my Christian walk, I feel like I'm in kindergarten still. I might even be in pre-K. You know, I'm not a preacher, and I don't profess to be, and I'm in the Word a lot, but not near as much as what I should be. And even at 50 years old, I feel like I'm in pre-K, you know. So it's okay to stop, evaluate what's going on, figure out kind of where you need to be in life or where you want to be, figure out maybe some things you've done wrong in life and fix it. Elevate your mindset. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. God bless you and stay warm. Woohoo! Yeah, stay warm. It's cold out there, and I don't know where you're at and where you're listening or what time of year you're listening to this, but it's almost Thanksgiving down here in Oklahoma, and we just had our first cold snap. So went from kind of Oklahoma has a pretty moderate temperature most of the time, and then so we have these big swings where it can be like literally like 75 one day and then 25 the next day. Well, that just happened, and I wasn't quite ready for it, but I love winter, but I got to get kind of acclimatized to it. So guys, thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and we will see you in, next time. I don't know what the topic is going to be, but every Tuesday we upload, and just stay tuned. God bless. See ya. Bye.